from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest, our weekly look at Northern California's science and environment. If you are unfamiliar with where San Francisco Bay's delta is or why it's so important to the state, you're not alone. Polls show most Californians have never heard of it. The delta is where California quenches its thirst. Cities, farmers, and even fish depend on it. But the delta has become ground zero for a decades-long water war. KQED's Lauren Sommer takes a look at the latest efforts to break the deadlock.
To understand California's water problems, you have to look at a map. Now, picture of a top third of California. That very northern part is where almost all of the state's water is found. The rest of the state, that's where most of the people live. This problem was painfully obvious to state planners a century ago. They knew for California to grow, they had to move the water to drier parts of the state.
How mighty water can be in shaping the landscape.
The Central Valley promised rich soil for farmers, but
there was so little rainfall that millions of acres were wasteland.
So California began building water infrastructure at a massive scale.
When man used his wisdom and energy to bring water to this land, he worked wonders.
The Delta is the heart of this water system. It's where California's two largest rivers come together, carrying runoff from the Sierra Nevada mountains. To water planners, it looked like the perfect place to tap into.
Okay, well, right now we're situated on the upstream side of the CW Bill Jones pumping plant.
Ronald Silva of the Bureau of Reclamation runs this three-story pumping plant near Tracy, about 60 miles east of San Francisco. It's one of two enormous pumping systems in the Delta. Each moves millions of gallons of water a minute. From here, the water rushes into concrete canals that reach Los Angeles and Silicon Valley and millions of acres of farmland. This 700-mile system has made California the state it is today, but it's come with a cost.
We have an adult delta smelt.
I'm on a boat in the delta with biologist Julio Adib Sami and a team from California's Department of Fish and Game. He's holding a small silver endangered fish with a very distinct odor.
That's amazing. It smells like a cucumber.
Fish and Game scientists have done monthly fish surveys like this one for decades. But starting in 2002, they noticed something strange. They weren't catching delta smelt. The population had crashed, and it wasn't just the smelt.
Striped bass, redfin shad.
And Chinook salmon. In 2008, the commercial salmon fishery shut down completely for 2 years.
Their decline is an indication of a changing environment, and a place where they didn't evolve to be in.
The delta was once a massive tidal marsh full of winding channels that spread out like capillaries. After the gold rush, settlers put up levees to create low-lying islands for farming. 97% of the historic wetlands were lost.
We need to return some of that to habitat.
Barry Nelson is with the nonprofit Natural Resources Defense Council. He says the ecosystem has also been hit by pollution, invasive species, and by the pumping plants.
The pumps in the South Delta are so powerful that they literally reverse the direction of flow. It's very easy for those fish to follow that water and get sucked right into the pumps.
A few years ago, federal wildlife agencies stepped in and said pumping has to slow down during certain times of year to protect fish. This brings us to the central debate in the Delta, the million-dollar question. How much water should be pumped out and how much should be left for fish?
We know we need to reduce pumping from that system to restore it to health.
Not everyone agrees.
There is, always going to be shortages, but there's also a lot of years when we have absolutely plenty of water in the system.
That's Jason Peltier with Westlands Water District, an agricultural area in the San Joaquin Valley that depends on Delta water. He says limits on pumping have hurt the district's farmers.
You can't get a loan to farm unless you can show the banker what water you have.
The battle went to the courts.
There was lawsuit after lawsuit.
John Laird is California's Secretary for Natural Resources.
And it got to the point that it made much more sense to look at the entire Delta as a whole.
That's what Laird's agency is trying to do with the Bay Delta Conservation Plan. The 10,000-page plan calls for a new way to pump water out of the Delta through what's commonly known as the peripheral canal. Huge tunnels would take water from further upstream, bypassing the Delta, which supporters say would make the water supply more reliable. This isn't a new idea. In 1982, California voters defeated a similar plan.
The real debate is not the tunnel itself. It's how much water and when can it flow through the tunnel.
The massive project could harm the Delta's endangered species, but Laird says they'll restore thousands of acres of wetlands to compensate. California voters would be on the hook for that cost, while the $12 billion tunnel would be paid for by water users. It's a tough sell, but according to Laird, a necessary one, since climate change will make the state's water supply more unpredictable. The agency will release a full draft of the plan in July. For Quest, I'm Lauren Sommer, KQED News.
Next Monday, we meet ecological detectives trying to reconstruct the Delta of 200 years ago. In the meantime, see much more online at kqed.org/quest.
Support for Quest is provided by the Videz Family Foundation, the Wincote Foundation, and the Amgen Foundation.